This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The man suspected of attempting to assassinate former U.S. President and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Sunday has appeared in a Florida court where he is charged with federal gun crimes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody yesterday. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the shrubs of the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Upon the news of another attempt on former President Trump, his Democratic presidential opponent, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, said she was deeply disturbed by the incident and said everything should be done to ensure it does not lead to more violence. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement his administration will continue to ensure that the Secret Service has every resource, capability, and protective measure necessary to ensure the former president's continued safety. As he departed the White House Monday, Biden expressed relief that Trump was unharmed and said Congress should act.
One thing I want to make clear, the service needs more help, and I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more services. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
The Secret Service came under bipartisan scrutiny after Trump was shot in the ear during a July campaign rally in Pennsylvania. The U.S. House of Representatives' fourth-ranking Republican, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, raised similar questions Sunday, calling for a clear explanation of what happened in Florida. This is VOA News. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel and triggered an air raid sirens at the international airport there. It's the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. More now from VOA's Tom McNeil.
Israel said that it would respond militarily to the missile launch, which happened early Sunday. There were no reports of casualties or major damage, but Israeli media aired footage showing people racing to the airport. The Israeli military also said Sunday that there was a high probability that three hostages found dead months ago were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hundreds of thousands of residents were evacuated from their homes early Monday as the normally bustling financial hub of Shanghai was brought to a standstill by Typhoon Babinica. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Category 1 storm marks the most powerful tropical cyclone to directly hit the city of 25 million in more than seven decades. State media reported that it made landfall early Monday morning, packing top wind speeds of 94 miles per hour. As rain lashed down, strong winds felled more than 10,000 trees across Shanghai. More than 400,000 people were evacuated from at-risk homes in Babinka's path. Travel plans were disrupted for many during the weekend's three-day public holiday, with over 1,400 flights and hundreds of trains cancelled, as well as services disrupted at metro stations and some road closures. By early Monday afternoon, the eye of the storm had crossed from Shanghai to the neighbouring Jiangsu province.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said Monday he's personally committed to ensuring all 2024 presidential election ballots are delivered in a timely fashion and vowed to respond to concerns raised by state and local officials. A group of about three dozen election officials from the National Association of State Election Directors and other groups last week raised serious concerns about the Postal Service's ability to deliver millions of ballots for the presidential election. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni Monday in Rome, where the two pledged cooperation on issues such as migration and security following bilateral talks. At a joint news conference, Starmer said his talks with his Italian counterpart had helped in developing Britain's approach to tackling illegal immigration, which has increasingly become a focus of anger among some Britons who say rising numbers of immigrants are stretching public services.
This is a problem across Europe, for both of our countries in particular, but across Europe. As Director of Public Prosecutions in Britain some years ago, I saw the important work that can be done across borders on issues like counter-terrorism. And I've never accepted, as we discussed, that we can't do the same with smuggling gangs.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.